if people go around spreading a narrative about who you are before you get specifically in certain rooms, before you get to those rooms, highly likely is they can't control you, so they want to control people's perceptions of you, you know? Yeah, of course it has to do. No, I'm not going to say it. I'm going to whisper. I'm going to whisper in your ear.
Go, go, go. And I said, God, if what I'm about to do is going to separate me from you forever, show me a sign.
Hello, la, hi to Go Mommy Dearest.
Hi, hi, I'm Kai, aka Adi.
And welcome to Thought Digest, where we
amplify conversations
one thought at a time. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hey,
welcome,
guys. Second half of the year. Yes. Inside. Have you reviewed like your vision board and seen?
Oh yes. Do you want us to do that?
Like in another episode?
It's gonna be so. I don't think it's an episode worth. Like things we've like. Maybe. Yeah. Let's do that for memberships today.
Okay, guys. So memberships. We're going to be reviewing our
Our vision boards. Yes. What we set out
Even
to do.
I didn't have a vision board.
What we. What you thought you were going to do and what you ended up not doing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things on that vision board I did not do.
I'm excited to hear what you're going to see.
Oh, there's a lot. Some of them are really comedic. Actually, subscribe to channel memberships if
you guys
want to know.
39.99.
Yeah, 99. So please subscribe to channel memberships if you guys want to know what we did do and didn't do. But let's get into the life update.
Life update. Yours seems very lengthy.
Gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. I like your new hairstyle.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I tried, y'all. I tried. So my life update is literally maintenance day, like, related. Okay. I would lie. So
did you all your maintenance in one day? Guys, and she has acrylics on.
Yeah.
I love.
Yeah.
I love that.
So, not in one day. So yesterday I went to the salon yesterday and I didn't know which salons are open on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, guys, salons are overcharging, and that's why they can afford to close on a Sunday. Guys, since it's when true. In South Africa's economy a salon closes on a Sunday?
Bro, it's crazy. In Mozambique, the salons close at like 11 p.m. and they open every day, bro. Like, the city is bustling. People are, imagine going to do your hair at 10 p.m. What a convenience. Here in South Africa,
no.
By five,
the salons are closing. Salons close on Sunday. Sunday, some salons open 2 to 5. Others do, 9 to 12, 9 to 2. Guys, I found out salons times yesterday. Like, I found out salon times. Yeah. There's even a salon that exclusively only does natural people's hair. Like, they do braids.
That's kind of nice.
But they only do it for natural people. Like, I felt discriminated against.
Well, in our defense, there are, like, techniques that are necessary for our hair.
Okay.
So, like, you don't need to do the whole detangling process and put your hair in twists while you're washing it. Like, you don't need to do all of that because your hair doesn't tangle as often as natural hair does or 4C hair. I say type 4 hair does. Do they also do type 3 hair in that salon? Do you know?
I heard no, only natural hair. I don't know what types.
Okay.
But only natural hair. So, they do natural hair hairstyles specifically. They have amazing hairstyles in that salon. So amazing. I forgot the name of the salon. And then there was this one specific hairstyle I saw them do and they did wow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my God, I want to do this.
I would love to check that out, actually.
I'll give you the Instagram handle.
1 million, trillion,
you book appointments on Saturdays and Sundays and you have to pay a 50% deposit to secure your appointment.
That's how you know they charge
millions,
you.
Millionaires.
They deposit.
Zillion.
Even here, I wanted it straight up. They said 650. Ini straight up. Just a pondo with hair piece like this.
Just the one.
650.
Wow.
Wow, Joburg.
Crazy.
Wow.
No, Joburg salon prices are insane. Even in Bram, the prices are insane.
Crazy.
Like, they are so insane. So I struggled, guys. And then I called Lisa. I was like, Lisa, please recommend salons for me. And then she recommended this one salon and she called them for me because she's an ambassador for them.
Yeah.
So I went and got my hair done yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was nice because I was the only person in the salon.
Nice.
So, like, I had two people doing my hair at once. So I did my hair fast. Yeah. And also, like, you can be picky. You know, I'm more confident to be, like...
When there's nobody else.
Yes. I can easily say, like, Yavana, this line is too skinny. Like,
please. So the whole time the problem was that there were other people in the salon?
I think so. Like, I feel like I'm wasting their time by trying to correct my issues. Yeah. So that's what it was. So I did my hair yesterday. And then today, I'm traumatized. I had an amazing service, but I'm traumatized. So what happened was I wanted to do my nails. So the reason why I was an hour late for the today's episode is because I went there on time. And then they said that all the stuff, like the nail salon was empty, was doing training. They went for training. So I must...
So I opened the salon.
And it says open on Google, on Google, right? On Google, it says open, but then all the stuff is in training. And I'm like, yo, I already traveled from home to here. So let me just, like, pass time somewhere and then I'll come and do my nails at the time. And then when the moment I found out that information, I sent it in the group. I said, I'm going to be an hour late. So... You guys are going to see my vlog. Subscribe to my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I feel so good right now.
What? You spent money.
I feel so good.
My friend, you spent money.
No, I spent too much money. Listen. I need to preface it. I'm not okay.
Guys, bought a camera beginning of it. Sometime in May. She bought a camera, guys. She bought some luxury perfume. What else did you buy last month when I'm going to
wear and Jandine wear? That's it. That's it. Oh, and this jacket.
You bought this jacket in store.
It's from Zara.
Guys,
let me explain. The camera does not count. Because that's investing back into my business.
But you were vlogging with your... Where's your camera?
It's there on the thingy. Okay. I'm vlogging with my camera. I will travel with my camera now. Last week when you said that, stop using that thing. And I'm Faye, even if I don't feel like there's anything to do, let me just carry it with me. So my camera is an investment, so it doesn't count. The perfume, we went scent testing for an entire month. What did you buy?
No, I didn't buy anything. That's the thing. Like, that you went and bought the scent that you wanted.
Yeah.
I saw that. I'm like, okay, I can do this.
I can go and buy mine.
I've been at the mall, I think, 3-4 times since, and I still didn't go. I'm like,
the scent she wants, I think, is in the 2,000 rands range. No.
Oh, what? You're talking about the YSL one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about 2.4.
Yeah. That's the scent she wants. So, me, I got my scent on a bargain, child. It was 1.5. It's a guess scent. Amazing. Smells amazing. And I got it on a bargain because I got a box. It was a whole gift set.
Okay.
So I got like the whole 100 milliliters. And then I also got a smaller one, a vial, like the 20 years, the one you put in your handbag. And I got a hand lotion.
Okay.
All for 1.5. That was a bargain.
Now tell me what you bought today.
So today what happened was, I should have asked for the price list before I got comfortable. So I sat down and then they're like,
in the nail salon.
Yes, this is in the nail salon. I sat down and then they were like,
how much did you pay for plain acrylic?
Listen, I sat down and then they're like, oh, the chair massages. So the chair goes and then it does the massage. Like, guys, I had a 2-hour back massage on that chair. It was fire. And then my device is
on for free.
Listen, no, it was for free.
This is Joburg.
It comes with the service, but it's technically not free because of the cost of the service. Then I charge my, they're like, oh, no, we have chargers. They had a charging port, like right there. They had an iPhone charger. I charged my camera, everything. I'm like, oh, my God. It's like, yo, new. I needed to charge my devices, right?
You've been bamboozled.
And then I got my toes did as well. And then when I got my toes did, I got like a foot scrub and a foot massage.
They scammed her. And oh, my goodness.
And then.
Well, that sounds like a tau.
A tau?
That sounds like
it's a little.
Oh,
like the price took me to the ICU. Like I posted it on like, I was like, it was too good to be true. I was like, no wonder I was the only black person in the salon. Like, guys, you don't understand. You won't believe the location of it. It's egg. It's an egg.
You dummy. Oh my gosh. Let's move on.
I can't
listen to this any. Paul. I'm not gonna hold you. Like, I'm not gonna hold you.
Hold me.
Not fine. Just doesn't close.
I was like, I'm not buying groceries this month.
Oh my god.
I'm not buying groceries this month.
Oh my god.
Please watch the ads, y'all.
When did you start? Why didn't you lead with that? That it was an egg.
Like, you see,
that's so dummy.
I know.
Oh my god, bro.
I know.
And you see the lights there at the back.
The fact that there's UGG, guys. I didn't know UGG had a store in South Africa.
Bro, there's all the luxury.
There's all the luxury things. UGG is so beautiful.
As soon as you see Fenty in a store, stay away from the store.
Yeah.
Go away. As soon as you see, what's the other one? Lelive.
The salon is an international salon. It's everywhere in the world. That's why the prices are the way they are, apparently. But the service was amazing. I got top tier service. Yeah, of course it has to be. No, I'm not gonna say it. I'm gonna whisper. I'm gonna whisper in your ear.
Go.
I'm gonna cry.
What the hell, Yante?
No, but my toes look cute. You wanna see my toes?
I don't care a damn. Ah! I do not care a damn how your toes look. Your nails look stunning.
They are stunning, and my toes are so cutesy. They're so cutesy.
They are cute. In poor, but it's a plain.
No, but they built my toes. These are not my toenails.
Oh, with like polygel?
Yes, my toenails are non-existent. So this is amazing stuff for somebody who doesn't have toenails. Like, you should see the before. Go check my vlog. You'll see the before.
You actually put your toes on your vlog?
Yeah, the before. But it was bad. I don't have toes, guys. Like, I don't have toenails. Even in the previous salon we went, Boa, they were like, Mpo doesn't have toenails. I don't got toenails. And my toenails end here. So this is poly. And it looks real.
It looks good.
It looks good. My feet are clean.
But you know what I can do with that money?
No,
I can build my own salon with that money.
No shame. And the consultants, the people who are helping me out, are so amazing. Like, so amazing. I recommend it for if you want to treat yourself, that is the place to go to treat yourself. Like, if you're saying, no, I want to unwind. It's amazing. They'll give you shampoo, they'll give you everything. Unwind.
They better give me the world for that amount of money.
No, they do. You know, they dry your feet and stuff with hot towels. Hot towels, guys. Hot towels. Yeah, yes, your hot towel. Wait,
no, at this point, you're just trying to make yourself feel better.
I am. Yeah. But hot towels, y'all. They dry your feet with hot towels. They use the equipment they use proper stuff, because even the cuticle oil was SE. I got, you know, the woolly scrubs. I got woolly scrubbed on my hands and feet.
They washed the scrub off,
but my hands feel soft.
It's okay. Zinhle impela izinzipho zakhe, guys. Got a layer amount layer.
So that's my life update.
Yeah, that's a life update and a half.
Yeah. No, but it was an amazing experience.
I'm on Paul.
No,
next time you must ask.
No, you know how.
Ask for the price. Ask.
It was so good, guys. I was like, yo, I want to bring Kaya here. Then I found out the price. And then I was like, hey, I can't afford to bring Kaya here.
Even Kaya cannot enter that place. I'm not going to enter it on my own check at a Chris. My life update, pretty, not very different from my last life update. My oldest brothers, one of my older brothers, are still around. And it's just been lovely to have him around and to have just, again, family, even though most of them have returned. Because I have so many siblings and they got married when I was still a baby, I was now the oldest in the household. But him being around has reminded me that
I'm not the
I'm not the oldest. Like, I'm cool, you know? And him also, all my brothers being around reminded me of how loved I really am. Like, the overwhelming feeling in the past week has been that of love. Like, he loves me. He dotes on me. This morning, he made me a calcium drink because he's like, I see you working all the time and calcium boosts your energy levels and so I got you a calcium drink, you know.
Like,
and
I'm a little sister.
I'm somebody's little sister, you know. If I'm out at night, he'll wait up for me and tell me, oh, I'm waiting for you to come home. Just call me when you're 3 minutes away, blah, 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 blah. He makes dinner. Because I'm so busy working. I was like, I'm somebody's little sister. I can ask somebody now. Like, I can say, please give me, please do for me, please, please, please. And he'll happily do it. Like, and he said something last night that made me feel, I don't know what the word is, but he's a musician, right? Mm-hmm. He plays Is it the sax? I think it's the sax, if I'm not mistaken. Plays that instrument, and for your finals, you have to perform something, right? And to get graded. I forgot what he called the finals. There's a specific name. And he said when he was on that stage, he was nervous. He was so nervous because this makes or breaks your entire, you know, not career, but like to pass. And you have to do this extremely well, otherwise you have to run it back. Right. And he said he was so nervous, but when he looked into the crowd, he imagined my face there cheering him on. And that's how he aced his final. And I was just like, mind you, he's really old, guys. He's pushing 40. Right. But he spent so much time over the past week just reminding me, because I don't even remember these moments, but just telling me, like, about my childhood, like, what I was like as a baby and how he used to take me everywhere, how all my brothers used to take me everywhere because I was the first girl. Mm. So they would all take me everywhere. He would go with me to youth. They would fight for me when it's time to go to the shop or, like, leave the house. No, I'm taking candy. I'm taking candy. I'm taking candy. So I was just like, man, like, and it reminded me of the times where, I don't know if we're going to talk about it in this episode, but the times where I nearly gave up, that I would have broken my family. Like, I would have broken my brother's hearts into pieces had I gone through with what I was feeling at that moment, you know, giving into despair. Had I done that, so, like, my family's already dealing with brokenness, but imagine this little girl that they all raised together is gone. He loves me. They all love me. And so I do want to, again, I encouraged people to do this last week, that tell the people you love that you love them, you know, remind them as best as you can. Even though time and life and marriage and kids can separate you and the people that you love, but the moment you see each other, the moment you get a chance, tell them. Mm. And for people who do have that feeling of despair, you'd be so surprised to find out how loved you really are. You're just not looking in the right direction. Mm. For that love. How could I forget my brother's love? There was the time when I felt so much despair and so much hopelessness regarding life, I was looking in the wrong direction. How could I forget that I have siblings, even my younger siblings, they love me to bits. How could I forget that, you know? And I guarantee you, if you look in the direction where love is being poured, you'll forget about where it's not, you know? Your parents, guys, they love you. Take some time to look their direction. Mm. Your friends, your cousins, you'll be surprised to find that there's a cousin who's waiting for you every December, you know? Like, oh, I'm waiting for this cousin to come down from Joburg. You'll find that there's even a niece or a nephew somewhere who watches you on the internet, because I know that a lot of us are on the internet. But, like, how much love are you missing out on because you're letting life get in the way of, you know, how beautiful your life is? Actually is, you know?
That's very profound. I think we can close the episode here.
I think we can go now.
This is good enough. Wow.
Wait, no, 1.2 million.
You can't say it. You can't say it.
Guys, actually guess, please, in the comment section.
You can't. It was amazing. It was amazing. By the time they watch this, the vlog will be out. So you guys can go and see the treatment on the vlog and then come back and guess here.
Also, before we move on to our girl chat, Yeah, let me say it right now in the beginning. So journal prompt today was decluttering. And I have quite a few items of clothing that I think are not coming with me to the next phase of my life. Mm-hmm. So if you are a Jessie and you think we're the same size, please comment down below. And I'll be happy to send those clothes your way.
Amazing stuff.
The cycle I did say I was giving.
Amazing stuff.
Yeah. You forgot. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, no, we are giving. We are giving.
Also somebody who needs to declutter.
No, to be fair, you see, my thing is like, I have
many siblings.
Yes, I was thinking about it. I have a younger sister. And then I also have like, my mom was reminding me, you know, sometimes giving is not always about like, external people, you need to also look home.
Yes, I completely forgot.
My mom was reminding me that like I have a cousin who's in Venda who's like the same age as like my little sister. She's in matric this year and her father is not working, her mother is also not there for her, and she doesn't have anything. And I was hearing that they are doing this to get her that, they're doing this to get her that. I'm like, oh my god, I should actually just send through all these things back home to her, because I'm sure she would love it. She's a teenage girl. Yeah. Like, she would love these. She would love these things.
Awesome pieces.
I have awesome pieces I don't wear, guys. Like, I literally have, like, a suitcase filled with new clothes that still have tags that I don't wear.
Yeah.
And I feel like she needs all of that, and she deserves all of it. So now you have just encouraged me to be more proactive about sending them out. So let me make a promise today.
Yeah.
I will ship those things to Venda by the end of this week.
Pepsi. I think it's 60 rand, yeah.
Okay, I'll ship all those things. Yeah, yeah, okay. Like, you've just put the zeal in me. Because I've been putting them in a bag, but I just haven't sent them, you know?
Now you know what to do with
it. Yeah, if I can spend this amount on nails, I can pay 60 rand for Pexi.
You can pay 60 rand 60 times.
Yeah, no.
60 rand 600 times.
Yeah, so a bit more than that, you know? No, guys, please watch the end. Oh, Lord. And share this video so that more people come to the podcast. But anyways, on today's girl chat, wait, give me a second, y'all.
I completely forgot. I'm like, oh, wait.
Today's girl chat is, did you ever feel like you didn't fit in growing up? You know? So Kai was like, she can't really like share anything.
Yeah, not right now. I think I did share on our menstrual health day episode that it was more so like biological not fitting in. You know, because I didn't get my period until I was 13. I didn't grow breasts until I was 15. Like, I didn't come into my physique until 18. So biologically, yeah, sure, because girls were like wearing a lot of fashion back then, and it just didn't look good on me. But that's the only thing that I can think of at the moment. I think also just by virtue of who I was gonna stick out like a sore thumb. But I didn't feel the need to conform to whatever was happening at the time.
I think for me, I felt a lot more so out of place, and like I'm a mixed masala of experiences. You know, I don't have the struggle experience. I don't have the soft life experience. I'm just a mixed masala of experiences. So I just felt like I couldn't fit in the different groups I was exposed to. So at school, I went to public schools. You know, I went to schools where majority of the learners come from, like townships like Alex or Weto 123. Those are the schools I went to. Yeah. And at school, you get people saying that, hey, you have like, when now you grew up with the silver spoon, when now you don't fit in with us, 123. Yeah. But I know at home, we were just, because the eviction thing, I've said this, it's not the first time experiencing it. Like, when at home, you're evicted, your whole family is staying in like a room the size of my raised room, and we don't even know what we're gonna eat the next day, and that's what I'm experiencing at home. And then when I come to school, people are telling me that I don't know what it is to struggle, I don't know what it is to this and that. So it's like, and I don't like fitting in with struggle. Like, I don't like wearing struggle and saying, oh my God, you don't know what it is. Life is hard. Like, if we start comparing hard life stories, 1, 2, 3, hey, banna. You know, I don't like struggle Olympics, you know? So I really never like went and said to them that, hey, no, I actually understand poverty. Like, I get it in 1, 2, 3. So at school, I didn't fit in because of that. Because I, there was this perception that I come from a wealthy family.
Yeah.
And then at church, like places like church and stuff, where I'm exposed to the more well-off kids, I didn't feel like I could relate. Mm. Like, I don't know what it is to have a swimming pool. Yeah. I don't know what it is to go to Redenham, you know, these big private schools. Like, all my friends went to private schools. They all, like, lived in the burbs. Their parents owned homes. And I didn't know what it was like to experience that. So I kind of felt like I also didn't fit in that environment, even though with them, I looked like I fit in.
Yeah.
Because I don't wear my struggle.
Yeah.
So to them, like, I just look like I belong to them, you know, and they were like, why are you going to that public school? They thought like it was an option thing, you know, because I look like I fit in.
Yeah.
And then I only realized recently, like I was having a conversation with a girl who I stay with that raised for my bursary, that people don't think I deserve my bursary. Like people in my bursary don't think I deserve my bursary.
Yeah.
You know, they don't see me fitting in that.
Yeah.
They think I'm some rich kid who I have nothing to lose, 1, 2, 3, like that. And that's the narrative that's like going around, that this girl doesn't deserve her bursary. She's not struggling. She's not one time. Like if we were doing income, I am from a zero income household. Like I definitely deserve this bursary as much as anyone else does. But because of how I look and how I carry myself, people think I'm some spoiled girl who does not deserve my bursary. And because of that, I realized that that's why I'm treated the way I'm treated amongst the community of people I have the same bursary with. Like, I've been bullied by these people. They whisper about me in corridors. They speak ill of me. And it's simply because they think that I'm undeserving. Like, I'm, say, taking opportunity from somebody else. Because
as
I don't...
you put yourself in that bursary.
Fair. And I also don't, and they do background checks. And I also don't like wear my struggle outside. Yeah. Like I don't wear, I work hard for everything I own.
Yeah.
Like my camera is me. I bought my phone with my own money. Yeah. I bought my laptop with my own money.
Yeah.
Everything I've needed. I've taken care of myself since the age of 18. I've never needed to ask for anything from home. And because I work so hard to take care of myself, I look like I come from a wealthy household, because it doesn't make sense for an 18-year-old to be able to afford the things I'm affording. And I just work hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that brings me into perception. Have you noticed how everything I've said is what people think about me? And that's why I felt like I couldn't fit in.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that there's certain perceptions about you that exist out there that don't necessarily link to who you are?
I think right now my world is much smaller than it was a year ago, 2 years ago.
Mm.
Like I bounce from home to gym to my partner to span, home to gym to my partner to span. Like that's my world right now.
Mm.
So I'm not clued up on what people's perceptions of me are. Even I'll think back to varsity.
I'm smiling because like, you remind me of like Erykah Badu.
What?
She's number one confident. And somebody once asked her that, a question like that.
Yeah.
And she was like, like, you like, she was like, I'm too busy with my life to really like even know what people think about me. But carry on.
Yes, I really am. And even when there were corridors to hear whispers in, I never cared. Like my mother, love my mother. Tiens. My mother taught me or showed me that there is no trophy for wearing your struggle.
That's what my mom taught me.
You don't get a reward for making it part of your persona. You may be going through something. Like again, if I never told you guys that I lived in the hood,
you would never know.
Bruh,
people don't think Kaya lives in the hood.
Yeah, guys, and I literally took them there and they were like...
And I was like, I don't feel safe.
Darling,
I was like, is it safe? I literally said that.
It came out of her mouth, guys. Even Tabang lives in Mabunay, which is like 10 minutes from the hood. Not 10 minutes from the hood.
Yeah.
And even he was like, yo Kaya, this is where you live. Guys, that's where I live. But you'd never be able to tell. And that came from my mother. My mother loves the finer things in life, and even when she cannot afford them, best believe that at some point she will. Like, when growing up, she used to take out lay-bys, and the lay-bys back then, I don't know if it's the same now, but back then you could pay it in installments, and then at the end you'll take out all your clothes. And she would lay by at Ackermans. Back then, Ackermans, even now, like, Ackermans is still for the kids.
It's still there.
Pricey for kids, you know. And she put all of that effort in to say, even in December, my kids will have the best. Even if it takes me the whole year
to get
them the best. And throughout the year, like, we're wearing all the clothes we got that previous December. You know, so
your mom would get along with my mom.
Do you get it?
I tell you,
do you get it? And so, even when there were whispers in high school and in university, I wore those whispers as if they were accessories. I said, "You will feel shame for saying such things about me one day, and that day will be tomorrow when I show up again, and it will be the next day when I show up again." I continuously showed up, and I always look at the people who I know are antagonizing me in the eye. I will always look you in the eye. And try, there hasn't been my entire life, all 23 years of my life, there hasn't been a single person who said something behind closed doors that could reiterate it to my face. Even in the content creation industry. Everybody who's sat on a couch, who's whispered in a room, who's taken a video or gone on a live to say something about me has never, ever said it to my face. And that makes me... Lily said something diabolical.
It makes her satisfied.
But that gives me the upper hand. Let me say, that's the nicer way to say it. Yeah, it gives me the upper hand. But yeah, even then.
I think for me, in terms of perception, as I've mentioned, like, all the perceptions and stuff, but I think it just goes to show how well we were raised.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to lie. Like, yeah, no, shame we were raised well. Like, when... The fact that people think I come from a wealthy home is just the test. This is what I say. It's a testament of God's glory.
Yeah.
Igusha Guti, you, I shame. He's shining a light around me, because why is it when you see me, you see wealth? Like, who's our normal?
And imagine, Mgani, when we have the money.
When we have the money, people are gonna, I promise, people are gonna start saying we're gonna be on podcasts. People are gonna sit on podcasts saying we have blessings. I promise you. Because once the big balance match the person, they will see us in Paris and think that we can't afford to be in Paris.
And you know what the crazy thing is, nah? It's not that we don't have money right now, don't get it twisted, right? But the kind of money that we exude, the moment we get it, you see that private jet, yachts, entourage money, when it lands, oh, you'd be so sick of me.
You will be so sick of
not
me.
Not the designer money. Trust and believe. No, not the designer money.
I think that we can afford.
The Viano money. What's the other money that people think is real money? The vacation money, resort money, traveling money, the car money. Not that small.
Yes.
I'm fucking private jets.
You don't even have to take a picture on the private jet, because you use it all the time. But people who take pictures, it's because it's a once in a lifetime experience. If you're always flying with that thing, I'm telling you, do you always take a picture in the Uber to show people that you can afford an Uber? No, let's be real. Do you take...
Transport is clowning today.
No. I don't see anybody in an Uber saying in an Uber today.
You get it?
Snap.
Fully. And it's part of the reason why I also don't like vlog when I'm on a flight, or like, because in my head I'm like, no, this is not the one. I'll vlog the one. Right now I'm just taking air, boss. You get it? Right now it's small. Even when I buy, I don't think I'll buy a designer, but let's just say I spend like 25,000 rand on a plain white shirt, right? I'm not going to vlog that one.
Yeah.
It's simple. Yeah. It's small.
Yeah. No.
But when I say island, when I say 25 million on an island, that's what I will vlog it now. Because that's my real life.
No, that's fair. And that is so real. Yo, guys, now that you say it, that is so... Like, I remember my first time on a flight, I was so excited to vlog that experience. Because I didn't know, like, that experience. I haven't vlogged all the other times I've been on a plane, because now it's normal.
Yeah.
You know? When it's not normal, You want to snap.
I didn't vlog my first flight either. Even like in circumstances where other people were vlogging, so when I was on a boat for the first time, or when I was in a Viano and the girls were vlogging, I'm just like, no, this is not really it.
By the way, I did not take this pictures not like on like the MSC cruise. It's so crazy. Because like, who gets to be on it? I live the experience. Like, I'm there, I'm enjoying. I forget to vlog.
No, I can do better.
Like, every time Tato would be like, but you're supposed to be vlogging. And I'm like, oh, yes. By the way.
We're so annoying.
But anyways, yeah, perception, guys. Let's get with perception. It's like a thing of like, it doesn't define who you are, right? And shame, man. I was watching this, Becca Bloom. She's this very wealthy girl.
You've mentioned her before, on
TikTok and stuff. And she said something on, I was watching her videos to train me for a certain situation. Mm-hmm. And they trained me. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about how, like, it's human instinct for when people can't control you to attack your character.
She said,
"Hey,
Becca."
I was like, "This is why Becca is successful, and she's living the way she's living. She's living the real money life, you know. She, you know, getting invited by Bulgari to show the necklace. Bulgari.
Speaking of which, the latest episode of
guys, I'm like, Kai and I should do a Real Housewives breakdown. You guys would enjoy it.
I'm like, what you mean? Gucci sending you the drop before it drops.
Only Sorisha. But like, she said something about that. Like, if people can't control you, their natural instinct is to attack your character. Yeah. So what they do is they go and whisper things about you in rooms before you get there, in order to control you. In a sense, it's human instinct. She said the one time you say no, for instance, if at work they give you something and this is not your job description, and you set a boundary and you say no, I'm not gonna do this, their natural instinct is to then say she's difficult to work with.
Yeah.
Because they can't control you.
Yeah.
So that's how it's going to be in life. If people go around spreading a narrative about who you are before you get, specifically in certain rooms, before you get to those rooms, highly likely is they can't control you, so they want to control people's perceptions of you, you know? Mm-hmm. And one thing about false perceptions, lies spread faster than the truth. That is true.
Yeah.
But one thing about false perceptions is that they fall apart themselves.
Yeah.
They fall apart themselves, like, fully. Like, I don't know how many rooms I've gone into where people already had a negative perception of who they thought I was. Mm-hmm. And at the end of it, they come and tell me and they say, yo, we thought you were like this.
Yeah.
Yo, we thought you were like that. And I'm like,
yeah. I actually don't mind that. Like, when people think the worst of me, rather, because I've said this before, that's what you want to believe. So stay there. Stay on that end of the thing. If you're convinced otherwise, that wasn't a me thing. I was being myself.
Yes.
You convinced yourself otherwise. That's why you're coming to me like, oh, I thought
because
you changed your own perception of me. It wasn't my responsibility to do that. And if you stay on the other side, oh, she's this.
It's because you can't control me and you would love to have me in that narrative. You'd love to put me in that box of difficult to work with.
I think before we move from the girl chat, do you feel pressured now to fit in?
You know, Funny enough, I had a meeting with a old friend, right? And he was like, oh my God, you have grown so much. Like, the person you are now is like, you exude, I don't give an if.
Yeah.
Like, you exude that. Like, you give that. Like, you're a straight talker now. Yeah. Now you just put things the way they are.
Yeah.
And you don't. And I'm like, wow, it's how I'm I'm trying to coach myself out of like trying to meet perceptions or fix perceptions or keep a certain image that I'm just like, I'm just going to be myself and I'm just going to keep it that way.
Yeah.
If you don't like what I say, if you don't feel comfortable, then good riddance, you know? Yeah.
I like that. I like that. They will see you go, no. No. And I actually wanted to be a girl chat segment. Like, maybe next episode we'll talk about practical ways to be self-sufficient and self-certain. Because we speak about it all the time. But I think we need to provide, like, the footsteps to getting there. And I think what I would provide is the behavioral patterns that you can start to incorporate in your everyday social life, even that will, because we've spoken at length about how behaving first will undo whatever neural pathways exist doing the thing, right? So I'm going to talk about do this thing so that it can make you think this way about yourself, because it's all about practicality. And one of them, guys, is don't look down. I know it sounds very simple, but when you walk into a room, do not look down. Keep straight ahead, because this here
indicates
a lack of self-esteem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Indicates a lack of self-certainty as well. Indicates lost. You are lost.
Yeah.
If you're looking down and you're trying to find your footing, it's different, obviously, if the pathway, you're wearing heels or whatever the case may be. But if you're walking into a room, especially with people you don't know, keep your head high, look for who you're looking for, or look for your seat. And the moment you practice things like that, even in your lecture hall, guys, you don't walk with your bag like this and you enter the lecture hall looking down. You up. Yeah. That's look for your seat, scan the room, look at your exits, and sit down.
That is so true.
And greet the people next to you. Good morning. Good morning. Are you well? Are you well? Focus.
And you focus.
That will lead you
slowly
to exude that sort of thing. Even when you're wearing heels or when you're wearing sneakers or when somebody's speaking about you in the room or even if you're late, even if the people in the room are angry, keep it up like that. And I promise you, that's step one. But next, girl chat. Anyway, game.
Yeah. Amazing stuff.
Yeah.
She's telling me to wear a dress with the train.
Yes. Cause what? Because she was like, oh, I don't want to be overdressed.
She's like, if we're overdressed, it's none of our
business. It's none of our business. Just because my wardrobe is of a higher standard.
Oh, please.
It's not my business that you feel like what you're wearing is not enough. Please.
Literally, oh my God. I love it over here.
Love it over here.
So today's game, Salak, are you ready? So today's game is we are drawing things.
Dreadful, dreadful. Guys, we are drawing things. I suck at this game.
So basically the rules of the game are, what are the rules of the game, Cha?
Tabang is going to, one of us is going to close our eyes, and Tabang, who is our DOP, is going to signal or whisper whatever we should draw, whatever one of us should draw. And then the other has to guess what has been drawn on that thing. Well, the one who's drawing has 60 seconds to draw, and then the other one has to guess what that is. If I guess what she has drawn right, I get the point. Yep. If I don't get it, nobody gets the point.
Yes.
I think we just need one board. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very... So okay, that's the board you're going to write, watch. Okay. I see... I don't see it yet. I'll tell you when I see. I'll tell you when to open your eyes. This is like mafia. What's there? Okay. You said it. Did you hear it?
No.
Okay. Good. Okay. A timer is ready. Okay, the timer is ready. Kai, can you open your eyes? Okay. Tell me when to start. Okay, ready? Yeah.
I can look while you're drawing, ne?
Yes. You can look while I'm drawing.
What did he tell you to draw, my friend? Shades.
No. Oh, my God.
Oh, a knife.
Yes. Yes. I was about to draw, like, the jagged things here at the
bottom. Oh, a knife. That was super easy.
It's more difficult than you think it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, no, you're so much better at me than this. What? Okay. You're so much better than me at this.
Let me close my eyes.
Yo. Oh, thank you, Tawang. Thank you very much. You can open your eyes now.
Oh, that was so quick.
Yeah.
A flower.
Yeah.
Okay, please make it more tricky. This is too easy.
It's because it's really sorry for me. It's too easy. I told you that I suck at this thing. It's really sorry for me.
It's too easy. But it can't be a sentence. Okay, close your eyes. Ah, you're born alone. Okay.
Thoughts?
I'm ready. Okay, I can start. Okay.
Avocado!
Yebo, lapo.
It's so cute. Okay.
Okay. Let me close my eyes. Let me close my eyes. no.
Nah, you're setting me up, bro.
My avocado was okay, so come, cute.
Go. Just use your imagination, my friend.
A person?
No.
A dog? An animal?
Yeah.
A panda?
No.
A pig?
No.
A cow?
Yes. This was all I had in my mind. I'm like, it's got to be black and white.
Ain't no way that's a cow.
Girl, I didn't have time. I had 60 seconds.
Y'all need to see this cow. Can they see the cow? Wow.
I had 60 seconds, guys. Wow. Please, I had 60 seconds.
Wow.
60 seconds for a whole animal? Like, come on, man. That was good, man. I couldn't draw a big body, man.
Okay, yeah. I'm not ready. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah. He gave you, is it a car? Okay, let me shut up. Let me just let you finish. A camera! Yes. See how good she is at this, bro. All she has to do is drop two shapes. And then I'm like, oh, I know what that is. Mina, I probably would have done something a little bit. Mina, I would have said.
My sister.
Flash!
My sister. No. Clearly, she's a painter.
I'm not a drawer.
Yeah, and I'm a drawer.
Yeah, I know you're really good at this game.
Man, this is a great time. Very fun time.
Yeah, I just got a text from a +23. Who's that? +33. What country is +33?
Scammer country. I'm just kidding. I don't know what country. I don't know plus three trees or some.
It's +33. Okay, so our long topic is I'm still here, and that has to count for something. Why am I taking your episode? This is your episode.
Sorry, we're still here, and it has to count for something. So basically, when have you felt like ever giving up? And you mentioned it briefly in the life update.
I think
the most recent time.
Yeah, definitely February.
Yeah.
I think the weekend before we sat with Unako.
Yes.
That was a very difficult weekend for me. And it's nice to look at it in hindsight now, because I'm in such a good place now compared to then. And I'm trying to think, like, how am I in such a good place? But I think let me talk about the time specifically. We'll talk about how to get out of there now. But I just felt like a deep, deep, deep hopelessness. Like, it's not an existential crisis, but just like, what is the word now? Boy. When we were talking about, I'm going to find the word. But the idea that there is no point, that this is where it ends for all of us. There's no heaven, there's no hell, there is no God, there's nothing. We just are. And everybody's looking for a reason to believe in something greater than themselves, and that there has to be more than what is right now. Right. And I think it was in the midst of me deconstructing. Mm. Remember I told you that there were like questions that I couldn't find the answers to. And I was in the middle of being answerless, you know, and I was like, and I think I can, again, hindsight, beautiful to talk about this in hindsight, but crashed out, left for Durban in the middle of the night, but the last flight of the night. And in the middle, I think I landed at like 10, went to bed, my phone was dead. I had taken nothing, right, because I wasn't planning on coming back. And that morning, I left for the beach. I left all my belongings at the place that I spent the night at. Left everything, the phone, my handbag. I think what I took with me, funny enough, was lip gloss. That is
hilarious. We are going to run to Life with the lip gloss.
I'm going to check out of life with the lip gloss.
One
bro.
Thing Kai will not leave behind is lip gloss. You can see how glossy those lips are.
It's right here. Like, today's gloss of the day is the Beauty Treats Juicy Gloss. It's vegan lip gloss. I always have a different lip gloss. Anyway, when to take my life with lip gloss. Anyway, lip gloss and I think my card. Because I was like, if I survive this, I better have some money.
Yeah.
So I went to the beach and I stood in front of the ocean and I said, God, if what is about to happen right now, because I was literally going to, and you know, it's funny enough, I think it was acting week the week before. And one of the pieces that I did as part of acting week was a poem written by, trying to remember her name now, I will reference it in the comments. But she had written this before she gave herself to the ocean. I don't know if I did that piece before or after Durban. I don't remember. But that's what I was about to do. I was about to walk right into the ocean and whatever happened, happened, right? But before I walked in, I said, God, if what I'm about to do is going to separate me from you forever, show me a sign.
Now comes somebody running down the beach.
No, swear down. Swear down. I kid
when
you
she
not.
Told me this story, I was
oh,
dead.
I told you this story. Swear down, that's what happened. So I'm like, guys, I got to the beach at like 10 a.m. if I'm not mistaken.
This was someone who was waited. In Joburg like a few hours before because like.
What do you mean?
Like the run, Mr. Run down the
oh,
beach
yes,
was
yes,
in
yes,
Joburg
yes.
like a few hours before.
A few, and I'm sitting there, I had left everything and I'm on the beach. Mind you, I had said that and then I went to go and sleep on the beach. I'm like, I'm going to take a nap, I'm exhausted, I haven't had any sleep. Then I woke up and I don't know what the time is, but I can see the sun moving towards where it's supposed to set. So now I'm going back to the ocean now and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. And I walk in. And I keep getting chucked out. Guys, it's high tide. It was high tide then. High tide, you get dragged in and you're never coming back. But for some reason, it kept spitting me out. And I'm like, nah, I need a bigger sign than this. Like, I'm going to keep trying, right? And at some point, I relent. I give up. And now I'm collecting shells. I'm just playing with the sand. I'm collecting shells. I'm like, I'm going. If by sunset, I'm gone, you know? And the corner of my eye, right? I see blue and red. I'm like, nah. I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing, building a sandcastle. And somebody comes. And it's... And I'm like, ain't no way, boy. Ain't no way. I'm like... And first instinct when I look at this person is we both laugh. Like, it was a laugh of relief. Like, so there is a God. And he heard me. And he threw me out of the ocean. And he sent somebody to come get me. Because I had lost my card. So if anything happened to me, how the hell, Yante, am I going to get home? I ain't got no phone. I don't know where I am at the moment. And, yeah.
She left her phone. She didn't have a card. She didn't tell anyone where she was
no
going.
Clothes.
So even how the person found her is a miracle.
Yes. But, yeah, that was most recent time I felt like giving up. And I haven't. Thinking since, because I think the biggest question that I had at the time was answered there and then. Mm. That there is an existence after this. What it is, you'll find your pathway to that. But there is a God. And there is more. And there is a relationship to be had with this God. And when you... And there is something, and there are things, not just one thing. There are things that you can do that will separate you from him. That was all I needed then. And obviously I embarked on a faith journey, made my faith decision, and found hope again.
That is beautiful.
Beautiful.
I am so glad, guys.
Right?
I'm so glad. You know,
and I think about that moment all the time, especially this past week when I've been with my brothers. I was like, imagine.
Like how they would have felt.
You know?
And you wouldn't know this version of yourself. Isn't that crazy?
Crazy.
Like, I think that's like... One thing to take away from anybody who feels hopeless and feels like, oh my God, there's no point to this. I know we have a lot of those moments and a lot of those days, But my
asking for time, you usually put the time there. Okay.
My biggest takeaway is that even in, I know it's hard, ne?
Yeah.
But even in that hopelessness, like, yeah. I think the beauty of life is you don't know the version of yourself.
That's gonna make it through that.
Yeah. You don't know the version of yourself. And to look back and be like, oh my God, I wouldn't have gotten to know the version of myself I am today if I made the decision then is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I think for me, I mentioned this on MTV. I feel like that was the only time in my life
where
I felt completely hopeless and like giving up on a lot of things. Like, I have a lot of seasons where I feel like giving up, like material things. Like, I feel like just isolating. I've mentioned, especially the past 2 years, I've felt like just shutting down everything, packing a bag and going to an island and then, just carrying on then that island. And I get those feelings a lot of times, but I don't think those, like, amount to the feeling I felt that one instance, you know? And I feel like that's what gets me through every other instance. Like, every other time I feel hopeless, every other time I feel like, oh my God, I don't even know why. I'm just moving against the current that is called life. That exhaustion does not amount to what I felt then.
Yeah.
And I feel like feeling exhausted, feeling tired, feeling sad, feeling all these feelings are way better than feeling nothing.
Yeah.
You know, they are way better than feeling nothing because a void is like something completely different. Like feeling nothing. You feel like there's nothing after, there's nothing now. Like there's no point, you know. Yeah. You feel like nothing, you know.
Yeah.
So when I felt that way in the moment, I also had like my there is a God encounter, you know. And funny enough, I'm like, when you're speaking about this thing, I'm like, oh my God, the irony of the enemy's lies. Because lately, these past 2 years, like right now, I'm like, is there even God? Like, I'm like going through this phase of limbo. But I'm like, even in thinking that, I know the truth in like the pits of my soul that there is a God. There is more than this. Because he took me out of that one time. And I also had the person who I didn't expect to show
the
up.
The last person.
Like, you know, type of thing. You know, like, you don't expect certain, like, things, events to go on the way they do. And it was like, if you really are there, you will, you won't let me go through with this. Yeah. Or I won't get past this.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful feeling.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a feeling that gives you so much warmth and so much zeal and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And I think for me, I'm like, oh my God, I felt that way when I was, when was this? I was 15, 16.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine I'd gone through with my decision then.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know the person I am now. Y'all wouldn't know me, actually. Yeah. Like, Thought Digest wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know me. Like, y'all wouldn't know me. Like, so much. And I'm like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, guys. I'm telling you, and it's also looking for love in the wrong places. Because I'm now like looking at all those people who love you that you hurt with that one decision.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they would be now.
Yeah.
Or how they would be now.
They'd
like,
be empty.
It would be such a heartbreaking incident. Yeah. And I feel like that goes to anyone of who's in our audience right now that has that feeling of hopelessness, that feels empty, that feels like life is weighing you down. I think the biggest takeaways is look for love in the right places.
Yeah.
Look for it in those who love you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first takeaway.
Yeah.
The second takeaway is that if that is not enough, just give life a chance to show you a version of a life you couldn't even dream of.
Yeah.
You couldn't even think of. Like, if you tell me, like, this is coming from me. If you tell me now, the 16-year-old girl, you told her she would be sitting on a couch on a podcast speaking to 20,000 people every week. I'll tell you, you're a liar.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Just wait for life to show you. Like, let life show you. Like, guys, our God has a sense of humor.
Yeah.
He is so funny. There's a reason why I don't know about Isaac. The Lord has made me laugh.
Mm.
You know? And that sense of humor comes into what he does for you after the feeling of hopelessness. And you're just like, hey.
Yeah. And I, timing. God is always so perfectly timing. even that Unako said this. He said, if the enemy can't stop you from knowing God, he'll stop you from becoming.
He did say.
And I, right now, I'm just like, imagine.
Yeah.
Imagine. So there is, like Paul was saying, there's a version of you that exists past this hopelessness.
Yes.
And there is an entity, whatever you believe, there's an entity that's trying to stop you from getting there.
Yes.
With obsessive thoughts, hopelessness, all of that. It's not of your own doing. Mm. It's not. Those kind of thought processes are not. So know that once you know that there is a God, the next step is to becoming the person that God wants you to be, and he's trying to stop you from getting becoming, to that second one. So, yeah, guys, is this what we expected the episode to go?
I didn't think so.
It always happens that way, guys.
I didn't think so, but I hope we filled your guys' cups today, because my cup is so full, you know? Like, it is so full, guys. Like, I won't lie. I can't believe. Even though I'm not saying this as someone who's like, oh, life is good now.
Yeah.
Even though I feel like I'm still going through the valley of the shadow of death.
Yeah.
You know, if that's what it says. I still can't believe you know, that this is where I am. This is what I do. This is where I'm sitting. This is life, you know.
Yeah.
And there will come a day where you will also sit in disbelief.
Yeah.
You will be in disbelief. And this is not to say that all your life's problems are going to go away.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Even in the valley of the shadow of death, even in the storm, I am still in disbelief.
Yeah.
You know, and one then day.
I'm standing on water.
Yes.
I'm walking on water in the midst of the storm.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is how. This is a feeling I know in my heart with certainty that everybody will get to experience.
Yeah.
Where you can't believe how you're standing. And you can't believe you even find joy. You're even happy in the storm. Mm. You still find laughter in the storm.
Yeah.
That is the beauty of life. So give it a chance.
That's nice. Give it a chance. Give life one more day, guys. Yeah. I think also when I was in high school, and I was feeling hopelessness has visited me many times.
Yeah.
Chikan thinks he knows what he's doing.
It comes away.
But you guess, even then, I was like, one more day. Hmm. One more day. The next day, another day. Let's just one more. One more. And one more became, 23. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be one more day. Again and again and again until I'm in a year.
Until you're buying the island. Until I'm like, no, I have to fly to Kaya's island.
Yeah, no, I'm flying in. I'm flying in for work at 2 p.m. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'll just schedule it with my pilot.
Mm.
Cool.
Ding. I'll tell you, we speak now. We'll rewind this clip.
Guys, we're going to have that conversation about our vision boards over on memberships after this. So please subscribe to our channel memberships, R39.99. And again, you will get the newsletter should be out.
We're even getting comments about newsletters on branded work. Yeah, are fighting us.
Yeah, by the time this comes out, because right today is June 16th. By the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So by the time this comes out, the newsletter is already out, but only for members, guys. So luck in on their side.
Oh, and by the time this comes out, something else will be out. Buy your tickets now. The live show is happening. The tickets are already out. I think the tickets are already out as we speak right now. The tickets are out.
Really?
Yes.
Ah!
So, yeah.
Buy
the tickets. The tickets are 160 what, Rand?
Really?
160 something rand.
Please.
Around there.
God, please.
And you guys will get to see us live.
Yeah, and not only get to see us live, you're going to meet us.
Yes, you get to meet us, interact with us. Yes. I'm going to have VIP tickets. Everybody who comes will get to meet us.
Yeah, do you want to do the cues?
Yes. Subscribe, like, comment, share, enjoy.
See you next week. Bye.